Even while in the body. Listen, where are you? Where are you? Where are you? You're in the body. Lift you out from among the dead while you're in the body. Not when you leave the body. To be absent from the Lord, to be present with the Lord means to be absent from the body. But he said, while in the body. You be lifted out from among the dead. That means, see, death, the devil and all his stuff can't touch you, come against you. Persecution come, but it never will come. Paul said, I've been persecuted here and at this place and that place. He said, but out of them all, the Lord delivered me. Not some of them, not half of them, but all of them. 12. Not that I have now obtained this idea or have already been made perfect, but I press on. That's what I'm doing. I do what? I press on. For what reason? To lay hold of, grasp, and make it my own. Woo, this is where I want to walk while I'm in this earth. Woo! I'm not afraid of nothing. I'm not scared of anything. I'm not fearful of anything. They talk about the economy when it start messing up. They talk about disease when it start breaking out. They talk about crime when it. Psalm 91 tells it shall not come down my dwelling. Talk of all these things. Storms is raging across the land. You know, so they talks about the storms and tornadoes and hurricanes, how they increase over the years and coming near my dwelling. Because I know who I am. Are you hearing me? I'm not afraid. Because I'm like him. If it didn't overcome him, so it shouldn't overcome me. That's what I want to do, learn, so I can grasp this. Walk in it while on earth. That for which Christ Jesus the Messiah has laid hold of me and made me his own. See, I know who I belong to. Now, he made me his own. I want to know how to make him my own in the fullness of who he is. Did you hear what I said? I said, I want to know how to make him my own in the fullness of who he is. I know he's my own, but I have not gotten the fullness of who he is. But once I get the fullness while I'm here of who he is, so I can do everything he asked me to do, command me to do. And I won't be afraid. I won't hold back. I won't be hesitant. But I'll be bold to speak it and say it. And it will change lives. Because if these faith-filled, doubt, unbelieving words can shake up a nation like this, what about the word of God? You can't be afraid to speak the truth in the midst of chaos, because the truth will stop chaos in its track and call the truth and call the blessing to rise up and change the situation. In an individual life, in a family life, in a community, in a state, in a country, in the world. Because God can't lie. I'm going to say it again. He's incapable of lying. And I want him to grab hold. I want to lay hold of him like he got me. I want to get a revelation of him like he got a hold to me. And he told me, I'll never leave you. I'll never forsake you. I'm always there. I'll never change on you. I won't tell you one thing today and tomorrow tell you something different. What I told you today, I'll tell you the same thing tomorrow. Because I'm the same every day. Hallelujah. If I told you that you were healed yesterday, you are healed today. If I told you you were prosper yesterday, you are prosper today. I told you that you were righteousness yesterday, you are righteous today. And I told you that my peace I gave to you yesterday, you got my peace now. This is the kind of life he wants that outflow from him. This is what happened. You got to get past. You got to get past the cross. You got to get past Pentecost. You got to get on to the maturity of the believer that you walk in this and change lives and situations for people. Know how to intercede. Know how to stand in the gap for those who don't know how to help themselves. If you got a house full of babies and all of them on the bottle, who's gonna take care of them? They're all gonna be crying. And we can't afford to have a house, church full of babies, and everybody crying. Somebody gotta grow up. Somebody gonna have to grow up. You got a baby up here preaching to you, and you a baby out there needing a bottle, I'm gonna suck all the milk I can get. Studying about what you get. You know I'm telling the truth. But boy, if you got somebody that got some sense, know how to feed them babies, you're going to grow those babies up, and after a while, those babies going to starve. Growing up feeding somebody else. And you'll see babies turn into teenagers and on and on. And next thing you know, you got adults and people laying hands on everybody. Don't care where they are and who they are. You won't be. It won't be looking around trying to see what color the skin is. Oh, you know, you said you got a problem. You said you got a problem. Ah, in Jesus. Watch this. This is closing. I went further than I wanted to go, but this is closing. It's just fit. This is a true story. Man said, I told it to 100 people, only 2 respond. Wow. So I'm playing baseball. I make it real short. He's a baseball player, got a migraine headache. Took him to the doctor, checked him out. And the doctor had said, they checked him out before, he got a tumor. What you call inoperable? That means you out of here. You out. And they all crying, didn't know what to do. And he listened now. This is why you need to grow up and learn how to hear Holy Spirit. This is a white guy. All of a sudden, a black lady came in the hospital room. She was looking for him and heard from the Holy Ghost. She went over, she didn't ask, could I pray for you? Found that boy, out in Jesus' name, boom, get out of here. Turned, walked out, said that boy, that tumor left, that boy was totally healed, and that man said, I tell people they look at me. So only 2 responds, said, praise God. He said, I told it to 100 people. He's still living right today. Right today, I told it to 100 people, only 2 responded, said, thank you, Jesus. Praise the Lord. That's how full of unbelief the world is. You don't think we need somebody full of the Holy Ghost? You don't think we need somebody that ain't not afraid of the devil and what he's doing? That's who you are. But Satan don't want you to learn that. See, you think you ought to have rib behind your name. Some of them ribs ought to go rib. Lord, forgive me on that one. It's who you know you are. There's somebody waiting for you right now. That boldness come in and cast that devil out of their child, out of their life. You ought to get boldness, get that devil out of your house. I know I ain't getting no good amen, but. Father, we thank you for your word. Woo! Thank you for the power that outflows from your resurrection and it flows over us and we have become recipient of this mighty moving force and power, hallelujah, that have changed our lives and will continually totally change us and make us into everything you call us to be. And we thank you for it. Glory to God. Hallelujah.